All right. My goodness. The time is 6.07 p.m. You are still listening to KOOP. Hornsby Austin 91.7 on your FM dial. Or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, Radio's Hour of Unspeakable Power. My name is David Hatta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, the phone number is 472-5667, 472-KOOP. Anything expressed on the show is solely the opinion of the person that said it. Boing! We just heard Spoon off of their brand new stinking album, Transference. Album's not stinking.
Yeah, not it's actually quite good. Yeah, not stinking as in, like, it doesn't smell.
Another solid effort from Spoon. That was Trouble Comes Running.
And from their semi-legendary album, The Soft Bulletin, that was The Flaming Lips. Those were The Flaming Lips. Flaming Lips with The Gash. And it's an indie rock Saturday, apparently.
Yep, I think, well, it's an indie rock station, in a way.
Yeah, sort of.
Because we're an indie station, at least. Yeah, we play rock music.
Yeah, we do.
Flaming Lips will be coming in Austin in March. I think tickets go on sale January 30th or something like that.
I think they went on sale as... Well, whatever. We'll talk about it later.
I hope they didn't go on sale this morning.
Yeah, actually, that caught me by surprise. I had heard it, like... I had heard the tail end of a commercial. It was like, tickets go on sale. I was like, for what? Flaming Lips?
I kind of feel like Flaming Lips, awesome. You're not going to play anything off your last album, right?
You and that last album. I enjoyed the last album.
I enjoyed it, too, but Flaming Lips discography, not cracking the top three.
Mac. If they don't play anything off Embryonic, what am I going to do with all these mushrooms? what am I going to do? Eat them and enjoy life? No.
David Hatta.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
I am I'm doing all right. I'm doing a lot better than I was last week.
Look at that transition.
Yeah.
Why? What happened last week?
Last week, I don't know if you can tell, I was hanging a little bit because I was exhausted.
You always seem like that, though.
Oh, no. I seem put out by you. I wouldn't say I was exhausted, though, but last week I was tired.
Someone asked me, like, what's David like off the air? And I was like, he's like a gutshot policeman.
Because I am getting too old for this mess.
Yeah, constantly grabbing his partners roughly by the shirt, asking them to deliver one last message to his wife.
Yeah, I'm like a haggard lieutenant, but I'm edited for, like, Lifetime or Ion.
Shot in the gut style.
Do you ever watch Ion?
What is Ion?
That channel turned weird. It used to be PAX.
It was like a Christian channel, right?
Yes, it was. But then somewhere along the way, it got bought out or just stopped trying. And so now it just plays like Miami Vice the movie and like Goodfellas.
Really?
Version. Yeah, I'm serious.
I like Miami Vice the movie.
Yeah, so do I.
Underrated.
And I also like finding weird channels. And this accomplished both over Christmas break.
Because wasn't PAX the renamed Family Channel?
PAX was the renamed...
It occupied the
ABC bought out. It's ABC Family. It used to be the Family Channel.
Oh.
Which used to be Fox Family.
I don't know about that.
I'm positive.
All right. I remember I used to be a big fan of the Family Channel because I love reruns of the cartoon Babar.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. Cornelius and Super Gay Pompadour.
Anyway. So I was tired last week, and I wanted to mention this in the air, but we got sidetracked. Something happened, and it sort of made me realize that I don't really quite have it together like I thought I do in life. Tuesday morning, around 4 a.m.
The witching hour, some might say.
Yes, exactly, where life is up to no good. I was fast asleep on my floor, and the fire alarm went off in my apartment. It set me on, it frazzled me for the rest of the week. Because fire alarm goes off, I jump up, I don't know what I'm doing, I'm sort of disoriented, I run around my apartment. Here's where it starts to get stupid. I run around my apartment turning on light switches, like looking for smoke or fire, which you don't do in a fire. Because what if it's like a gas fire or something and I just made it worse? Like, you got to feel around. First of all, I was not touching doorknobs, carefully, cautiously, seeing if they're hot. I was just opening doors with reckless abandon, just looking for this fire. I was panicking that much.
You got to check for the backdraft under the door.
Yeah, exactly. As we saw in that one movie, Cape Fear.
That's right.
But I was doing everything you're not supposed to do. The fire alarm was going off.
You started cooking?
Yes, exactly.
This gas stove.
I started filling my car up with gas, using my cell phone the whole time.
That's an urban legend, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah.
Whatever. Hey, man, I'm not doing it.
I'm just saying.
I remember it freaked me out one time when I was riding with a friend of mine, and they put gas in their car as the car was still running. And I was like, you can't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah, that happened. Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone recently.
Yeah,
so,
but then I grew up.
But this rattled you.
Yes, it did. And for the rest of the week, like, I went to bed. Because what ended up happening was nothing happened.
Uh-huh.
There was no cause of this fire. I sort of peeked my head out of my apartment. There were other people peeking their head out of their apartment. So at least it happened to them, too, and not just to my unit.
Were any of them pretty ladies?
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
But
fire alarm romance.
But yeah, exactly. Let me tell you, this isn't exactly the time to like introduce yourself. Like, hey, I'm in like my Astro shirt, and that's it. My name's David. Yeah, don't do that. But what happened is there was no fire. There was no smoke. It was just sort of a glitch. It was just sort of a false alarm.
False alarm.
But for the rest of the week, the equation in my head was, if I go to bed and there's no fire and the fire alarm goes off, then the fire alarm could go off at any time. So for the rest of the week, I went to sleep cautiously. Like I was at a surprise party and the guest of honor never showed. Like I was kind of waiting for the fire alarm and I didn't get a lot of sleep.
How many times has this happened though?
This has only happened once.
Then why would you go to bed at night thinking that, oh, it's going to happen again?
Because that's how I was raised, Mac. I was scared all of my life.
Your parents weren't like putting you to bed and then waking you up with like steel drums right next to your head.
Hey, Mac, let's go over the things I don't do nor can I do that children love.
Okay, why don't you do?
Swimming.
All right.
Bicycle riding.
Okay.
Crossing the street.
You can cross the street.
I can now if I live in a cul-de-sac.
Wait, children don't love crossing the street.
Children.
Mommy, let's cross the street.
You know what, love? You know what children love? Freedom and not being afraid of everything. Let's see what else.
Well, now these are just subcategories.
Going places alone.
You like going places alone.
I do, but I wasn't allowed to.
Well, we'll get to the part where you can't sleep during the night.
The part where I can't sleep during the night is because I'm trained to be afraid all the time. And so I was thinking, hey, this fire alarm can go off at any time. And here's what happened the night it actually went off.
Uh-huh.
I did two things.
Yeah.
I packed a bag in case it happened again and I needed a bolt and go 0.4 miles down the road to where a friend of mine lives.
Oh, no, you're not.
Thanks. The second thing I did was I started to clean my bathroom. Because if fire did engulf my place and they found my charred remains in the bathtub, I at least wanted it to be a clean bathtub. That's also how I was raised. I was raised to be clean to a fault. So I did all these things instead of like preparing or like being proactive. I didn't like plan an escape route. I didn't call the front desk to be like, hey, can we check on this now? Packed a bag, cleaned my bathroom.
I didn't realize you and I were so different.
How so?
I was in a hotel last month.
Yeah.
And the fire alarm went off.
Yeah.
I've been told by people that have survived hotel fires where other people have died that you want to get out of a hotel as quickly as possible.
Sure.
Because those things are tinderboxes.
Yeah, exactly.
But my response was like, you know, boop, boop. And I was like, oh, man, I am sleeping. Mm-hmm. I want to continue sleeping. And so I like poke my head out the door and there's other people says, it's like, that guy's not running. Back to bed for this guy. Pillow on the other ear. And I slept through it.
Yeah.
I'd have to finally smell some smoke before I'd be like, bleh, fine, and then like angrily kick off my comforter before getting out of bed.
Well, we were kind of the same in that regard too, because I didn't go anywhere. I stayed in my apartment and sort of ran around it. I didn't leave. There was no means of egress.
Yeah, but in my situation, my scenario, sleep trumps everything.
But how can you go back to sleep after that? Seriously? Because
I love sleep so much.
I love sleep and I'm morbidly obese. So that's all I do sometimes in my free time is sleep.
If I was so worried about, you're not morbidly obese. If I was so worried, people.
Shut up, man.
It's a radio, David.
Yeah, but they can hear me.
No, they can't hear
they
you.
They can hear my jowls.
If I like couldn't go back to sleep, mm-hmm. I'd be like, oh, fine. I'll watch a movie.
What if
I wouldn't clean my bath unless my bathroom was dirty. It's like, well, I'm awake. Might as well clean it.
Well, that's sort of the thing. I actually ended up like passing out from exhaustion, like in my on my bathroom floor. Let me ask you this. You ever like seen like an insect or like a rodent in your place? And then, I mean, could you go back to sleep after that?
Oh, now, my friend, you have backed me into a corner. See? I hate roaches.
Yes.
If a roach is in my house, I hate it for two reasons.
Yeah.
One, my house is clean. It's too clean to have roaches in it. Yeah. If there's a roach in my house, it's like saying, hey, your house is so dirty, it's dirty enough to have roaches. I take it personally.
It's violating the contract because roaches only go to dirty houses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And two, they're so frightening.
Yes.
And they can fly, which is the worst thing ever. Oh, my God.
That, we lost a war to allow roaches to fly.
Yeah. And so if there's a roach, if I see it in my house, I will have to kill it before going to sleep. Or if I couldn't, if it like hid somewhere, I would probably like shove like an old sweatshirt under the door of my bedroom to like, you know, permit like it not coming in there.
You think that's going to stop it? You think a sweatshirt's going to stop it?
Look, I'm giving a scenario because every time I've hunted it down.
Because when you see one, there's 100 in the walls.
No, that's not true.
That's totally true.
That's not true.
I saw it on a billboard, Mac.
Oh, that billboard's wrong because there can't be. It's like that thing where I read a statistic that on average, every American eats 4 spiders every year in their sleep.
Yeah.
And I saw that. I'm sorry, 2 spiders. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Every American eats 2 spiders in their sleep per year. And then I saw that and I go, oh, well, that's fine. Someone else must be eating 4 spiders because I'm eating none. Because if I have eaten a spider in my sleep, I would probably wake up and I'd kill myself.
Yeah.
I was about to say that bugs me.
Ah! But you still did, so it counted. Well, we eat like, what, a pound of insects a year?
That's not true. Someone else must be eating 2 pounds because I'm eating none.
Keep living your clean lifestyle.
I will keep living. Keep living it?
Yeah. Clip, blip, blip, blip.
I be clip, 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 blip. Let's play some music.
Yeah, let's play some music. Do you have something or do I have something?
Why don't you play something?
Why don't you stall for me?
Show off. Instead of stalling, I could fill it up with quality content.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Blop, blip, blip. Blop, 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 blip, blop, blah.
Or I could talk, David.
Why would you do that?
Because I could tell people that later in the show, we'll be talking about some stupid ads we saw.
Music's ready, Mac.
Okay.
And more fun stuff coming up.
That's
on,
right.
On the Mascot Wedding
so
Show.
So stay tuned, idiots.
Yeah. But first, Coco Coma from their Things Are Not All Right album. This is You Better Beware. More Mascot Wedding Show right after this.
Back with the Mascot Wedding Show. My name is Mac.
I'm David.
What did we just hear, David?
We just heard Coco Coma. You Better Beware from the Things Are Not All Right album.
Was that a shout out to your boy Coco, Conan O'Brien?
Yes, it was now.
Did you see his final show?
I did see it.
You'd think this entire show would be dedicated to it because we dedicate the entire show for the brouhaha.
Well, by that rationale, I would think we would never talk about it again.
Yeah, but, well, you're correct. Yeah. I would say, what'd you think?
I thought it was a fitting end. I enjoyed it. It was touching in a way, but it was also a way to go out without being bitter or spiteful or anything like that. I enjoyed it.
When Conan got emotional, like for that brief second, for some reason, I was like, oh, please don't. I don't know why, but like at that moment, I was like, I can't handle actual emotion right now.
Yeah, but good on him for being able to stifle that because like this was his lifelong dream and he had it ripped after 7 months. I'd be crying my damn eyes out.
Here's the thing, though. He got emotional when it was Andy's last show.
Yeah.
He got emotional when it was his last show for Late Night.
Right.
And now he's like, that's it for a while.
Yeah.
Like, I need another, like, 100 shows before Conan cries again. Otherwise, it's going to be like, here comes Conan the Crab, baby.
He turns into Glenn Beck somehow in some weird way.
Did Glenn Beck cry a lot?
He still cries a lot.
I know he told me to pray on it when I was deciding whether or not to invest in gold. Yeah, that ad was like, don't trust me to invest in gold. Go home and pray on it.
I just want to say this.
Dear God, should I invest in gold? Because that's what God wants to hear.
Yeah, exactly.
Should I invest in gold?
Hey, God, what should I do to pump up my portfolio? Please tell me.
Is this the Christian God or Gambler, the God of gambling, who demands a sacrifice of your gold?
What if he did?
Yep. Anyway,
I was going to say something after that, but I forget what it is. Let's play something. I want to talk about a website that I saw that really kind of killed my faith in humanity.
Oh, really? What website is that?
It's a website called cryingwife.com. And
typical.
Basically what it is, don't they though? never mind.
Yeah, never mind.
This started out as kind of a funny little thing a few months ago. There was a video posted online of this guy whose wife apparently cries at the end of every movie. Like a happy movie or a sad movie, she'll cry. So this dude, this monster, videotaped her crying at the end of Return of the Jedi. And I'll pull this up. Let's play a couple minutes of it.
I have actually seen that video.
Yeah.
I was not aware that there was an entire website. I've just seen the video of her like what do you call it? Explaining why she's crying.
Right.
Exactly. My wife just finished watching the end of Return of the Jedi. She cries at the end of every movie we see. Enjoy.
I'm going to let the video load a little bit. Yeah. And so, like, it's this scumbag with this very nice and lovely wife. And he's just, like, got a camera in her face the entire time. And I'll just play a little snippet of it. Let's see. Are we up? We're good. All right. This is her crying at the
this
end
is
of
cryingwife.com.
After watching Return of the Jedi. Oh, am I up?
Yes. Show began MLB,
and all the while she's explaining parts of the movie too.
And I don't think that it's funny. It's really sad.
I don't think it's funny.
I think it's funny.
No, I don't think it's funny. I think it is really sad. But everyone's happy in the end. And he got to take his father home.
Let's start later. Okay. Yeah. So, right now in the video, he's like looking at the camera, just biggest ass-eating grin on his face.
Yeah, he's got his wife framed in there, and then he'll like peek his dumb fat head in sometimes.
All right, I think I've had enough crying on the show.
Well,
I don't know if you heard, if you could make any of that out. It may have just sounded like a woman crying. But
yeah,
she
but
was like,
there's subtitles for those who are a little lost. But there's a cute part because she's like, "Did R2-D2 get put back together?" And I was like, "Oh, that's adorable." I saw this a few months ago, and I was like, "Yeah, it's kind of mean or whatever," but it's cute.
Yeah, well, I thought the joke was that someone would cry at the end of Return of the Jedi.
Exactly.
I thought it was kind of funny. So, and I was like, I watched about 5 seconds of it, and I was like, ah, that's funny. Moving on.
Yeah, like, who cries at the end of Jedi? Seriously. If you're going to cry, cry at the end of the first three episodes.
Boing.
Aha, take
although,
that.
Screw you for calling them episodes, David.
look. Fine. Okay.
You need to be banished with Sarlacc Pit.
Maybe I should fight the Rancor to get out of there.
Oh, boy.
Stop it! So from that one video,
yeah,
apparently this entire website got made, cryingwife.com.
Oh boy.
And
complete with a graphic, by the way.
Yeah, like he's already got a logo now. And if you go on the site, there are 7 movies currently that he has a reaction to. And like, you know, Back to the Future and Back to the Future 3, those are silly. But then he's got like genuine like stuff I've heard people cry about, like the end of Lord of the Rings. A lot of people got a little misty-eyed at.
Stop looking at me.
I wasn't looking at you. I was looking through you, just like Lord of the Rings did.
Oh, Marley and Me also on there.
But here is like, okay, so there's 7 movies on here. It jumped the shark at about the second one. Here is the recent one, Marley and Me.
Which, by the way, genuine tearjerker.
Tearjerker.
Because if people have not ever seen a movie starring a dog before,
yes.
Spoiler alert. You ready? Turn off the radio now. Marley dies.
Boom.
Yep.
Shot gangland style.
Yep.
He was. So let's recap. Okay, the first video was crying at the end of Return of the Jedi.
Ridiculous movie.
Yes. But also trying to like justify her reasons for crying, explaining herself. Like,
yes.
R2-D2, the Anakin, that sort of thing. Here is the video of her crying during Marley and Me.
How many hits does this have, by the way? Can we look that up afterwards?
Hang on, let me...
Oh, you can even play it now.
Yeah, I'll play it now. Right. We'll look it up in a second. Marley and Me... Oh, subscribe for more to come, by the way.
Subscribe. Oh, boy.
Crying orange. It's just her crying. It is 2 minutes and 54 seconds of her crying. And again, the husband has an ass-eating grin on his face. No explanation. No justification for why she's crying.
Does she not know this website exists?
No, she knows it exists. Because, Mac, if you go to the frequently asked questions... on this website.
Which I will never do.
Yeah, I can't watch this. But I will do this, though.
Yeah, double click.
Yeah. 16,000 views.
Okay, that's not so bad. What about the original Crying Wife?
Boop. Let me do that.
Well, you go ahead. You can talk about the other thing. The FAQ?
Yeah, the FAQ is like the first question, which, good on them, because it was the first thing I was running through my mind. Is she insane? No, she's not. Is she an actress? No, she's not. But then further down the list, it was like, I got it. I'm sorry. It was like, why does she do this? And it's like, I don't know. I think it's just because we're at home and she likes crying. 186,000 hits. Almost 187,000 for that first Star Wars video. I'm not going to do that.
Sorry.
And so it really annoyed me because, one, he's already out of ideas after 7 videos. But also, there's a comment section where you can suggest movies for the wife to watch. And I was wondering, are people suggesting movies that they're like, okay, she can't possibly cry at this movie. It's the Blues Brothers. How's she going to cry at this?
Yeah.
Or are they suggesting the saddest movies in the world? so that they want to see her cry more. I want to know what the demographic is. I want to know what the audience is for this website who keeps coming back.
Let me ask you, have you read the FAQ?
Yes. In fact, I'll pull it up right now. That's right.
I'm disappointed in myself that I have legitimate questions for this.
Sure.
Does she enjoy watching movies?
Oh, yeah. No, she totally does.
But she cries at the end of every one.
Yeah.
Enjoy crying that much?
And they even ask her, it's like, does she cry in the theaters? It's like, no, there's something about being home that makes her cry even more. And she knows this website exists. She helps out with it because obviously they're going to, apparently, as soon as they find out a way to generate revenue, they'll make a ton of money because people like watching other people cry.
I'm waiting for the revenue stream to go down and all of a sudden it's cryingwife.com/afterdark.
/ mortgage payment.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I don't know. I was very upset in a weird way when I saw this website, so I had to bring it
up.
Well,
look, this guy loves his wife, in theory, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, but what it really is check out mystupidwife.com.
Yeah, exactly. And if you look, I'm not so hung up on looks, but if you look at this couple, like, she could do way better. And then to have this like bridge troll like shove a camera in her face, that's double jeopardy. You can't get tried twice.
I mean, it's one thing to like record it because Return of the Jedi crying after that is very, very silly.
Yes,
but it's one thing to record that and put that one video. It's another thing to be like, website.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey, you want to watch a movie this week? And she's like, no, I don't want to anymore. It's just gonna be like this torture chamber. It's like, I don't know. I bought Sophie's Choice.
Let's brand your emotional deficiencies.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's sell some shirts.
So that's why I don't like humanity this week.
Bum, 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 bum. Uh-oh, it's time for another edition of Masquerading Ad Police.
Yes.
Boom.
Yeah.
David Hatta.
Mac Blake.
Switching gears here.
Shoot.
I saw an ad recently that horrified me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was watching television, and this ad came on. And I literally, mispronouncing that word, I literally yelled at the TV, like, no! Because it was the ad for the Taco Bell fast food diet.
Okay, right.
And so this woman comes on and she's like, hey, I wanted to lose weight, but I know I couldn't give up my fast food. Mm-mm, good. I'll tell you right now, David, full disclosure, I love me some fast food.
Yeah.
It is some tasty stuff.
And full disclosure, you added that with that delivery for effect.
This is my interpretation.
I loves my foods.
She says, foods, me want food. Foods goes in my food hole. She goes, I couldn't give up my fast food. And so I started ordering off the Taco Bell Fresca diet,
mm-hmm.
which basically they replaced the cheese with pico.
Right.
Right. Stuff like basically that.
Kind of a good idea. Good on the odds. Okay.
I mean, if you got to go to Taco Bell, and they're basically, they were saying that basically like, hey, if you eat the Taco Bell Fresca diet, you will lose weight.
Yeah.
Now, were they literally saying that? No, because they're like, yeah, I lost weight eating the Taco Bell Fresca diet, but I also dieted and exercised and my results are untypical. This won't happen to you. Wink, wink, wink.
Yeah.
Pretty much saying, it really will happen to you. Ignore the legal stuff I'm saying. You eat this crap, you'll lose weight. Guaranteed.
And it's a total like shell game because she's like, now I'm going to say stuff like these results aren't typical, but while I'm saying this, look at this picture of me in a bikini.
Yeah.
Don't I look fabulous? Oh, I think it's cold.
And it's terrifying because there's people out there that will watch this commercial and they'll be like, hey, honey, let's go to Taco Bell, get that Fresca diet.
Yeah.
And then, like, I'm going to lose me some weight.
Exactly.
Large soda, cinnamon twists, Fresca diet, five tacos.
Taco.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not good for you. There's no way this is good for you. It's just less horrifying for you.
Yeah.
And then I wonder, because basically it's like, what Taco Bell, I know what they're hoping this to be, is they want it to be their own Jared.
Yeah, this is their new Subway diet.
Because Jared is huge.
Yes.
I mean, Jared, like, how long ago did Jared bust on the scene? 10 years?
No.
Oh, more than that?
No, it was like 6 years ago.
6 years? I feel like they had some commercial being like, happy anniversary, Jared.
Yeah, it was probably like some fat anniversary.
I want to say it was longer than that. I think it was like 10 years because I remember when I saw that. Well,
let me think about this.
Because in the movie Supersize Me.
Oh, you know what? It was probably.
They showed Jared going to a high school and him being treated like a skinny Jesus.
It was about 8 years ago because I know where I was living then. And it was about 8 years ago. Yeah. Okay.
And you know that ever since that, every fast food place is like hoping for that lightning strike, hoping mm-hmm. for their own Jared.
Yeah.
Like, oh, please, won't some tubbo eat our food and magically lose weight so we can make claims that our food is good. Because as you pointed out, we talked about this early in the week, full disclosure some more.
Yeah.
And you were like, people are like, I can lose weight in a Subway. 2 meatball subs, please. Yeah, it's like, that's exactly. No, don't eat those.
You've got to read the menu. Oh, fine. Here you go. Here's your subs.
You can see order something like roasted chicken breast. Okay, I'll take a foot long with some. No, just the 6-inch.
Put mayonnaise.
Chipotle mayo and some chips and some sobe mixed with Sprite. And or, if available in your area, slice.
And give me 2 cookies. I'm going to make a sandwich.
I'm going to put my sandwich in between them cookies. Look at me, Jared, living it. But yeah, no, it's horrible. Like fast, you know, like McDonald's, you know, it's like, oh, someone, please just eat some chicken nuggets and lose 300 pounds.
I don't care if you have worms, as long as you eat the McLean Deluxe and you are lighter next week.
And here's a scary thought. Yeah. Pick up your bongs, conspiracy theory. Conspiracy? Aww. It's the clap of the, what do you call that
thing? Clapboard.
Clapboard. Yeah. Clap of the clapboard. Pick up your bongs, conspiracy theory fans. Yes. Not of the movie, but of the theories. What if this woman was like, man, I'm kind of a tub right now.
Mm-hmm.
Tubzo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to eat Taco Bell and lose weight.
Yeah.
And then write them a letter so I could. What if she wanted to be a Jared?
Yeah, exactly.
What if she was some enterprising young hawk mind?
Mm-hmm. Mind of a hawk.
Mind of a hawk.
Yes.
Hawks, of course, cunning when it comes to media relations.
And finding mice.
Yes. And she was like, I'm going to become the new Jared. Mm-hmm. What if she did this on purpose for that end?
Wouldn't doubt it. But good for her, because she's all over the place now.
It doesn't help that this lady is attractive.
It helps.
But yeah, I'm sorry, it doesn't hurt is what
it's
I
meant. It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah. Because if you know, if this lady was one of those people that like they accidentally tripped one day and their face fell on the rear tire of a motorcycle while it was going.
Right.
Yeah. She wasn't going to end up on like, look, I lost all this weight. Ah! I'm so sorry for your accident.
Hi, I'm Melty Face.
Oh, our switchboard just lighted up. People who have actually had motorcycle accidents, please don't call in.
Stay tuned for the clear spot. Yeah. I don't know why.
Why'd you say that? Lisa and Linda better make it here safe now because of you.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I'll feel twice as bad if their face gets melted off by the back tire of a motorcycle.
Yes. But you know that's what they were begging for it.
Yeah.
The it being Taco Bell. But oh, yeah.
Yeah, they hit the jackpot.
Or Taco Bell approached this lady and they go, look, we have this new Fresca diet. People aren't buying it. They don't believe you could eat a healthier Taco Bell. Why is that, mister? Because Taco Bell is how would you describe Taco Bell? Look, I love Taco Bell.
It's a tasty laxative.
There you go. Taco Bell Spanish for diarrhea, I believe someone said one time. Uh-oh, Taco Bell's suing us. Well deserved.
Oh, no.
Keep in mind, that's just my opinion, not co-ops.
No, of course not.
And I also, yeah. But I ate a Taco Bell this week. Going to be honest with you.
Did you?
Yeah.
So did I.
Really? What'd you get?
I don't want to do that. We're not playing this game anymore.
Did you get the Fresca menu?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, mine wasn't like late at night. Ooh, actually it was.
Mine
Ooh.
Was.
It wasn't after drinking, though.
Mine was David evening.
I took a nap and then woke up. Most places were closed.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, what if Taco Bell contacted this lady and they go, look, no one's buying our Fresca food because Taco Bell is the devil.
Right. Because people are scared off by Taco Bell.
Yeah. Will you eat this and lose weight?
You know what? If they'd come to me and asked me that, I would take it.
Yeah.
Of course.
I would take it too.
I'd be a shill.
I don't like it now. I expect at least one more fast food entity will do this.
Yeah.
That is my prediction. Hey, you want to hear some music?
Sure. We're not going to do this?
There's also some ads right now for high fructose corn syrup where the Corn Refiners Association try and trick you into believing that corn syrup is actually good for you. This is shocking ad number 2. Why don't you play it? We got one queued up.
Yeah, we'll play it.
Yeah, go for it. This is like, hold on, pause for a second.
Once again.
Don't start it over though, don't worry about it. One younger brother is sitting at a kitchen table eating some cereal, and his other brother, Brosef number 2, sits down and he's like, starts giving him flack for some high fructose corn syrup. But the table that they're sitting at might just have gotten turned.
And like the casting call ad in Daily Variety said, toe-headed moron wanted to play older brother.
That's right.
And so we're ready?
Yep.
Okay.
You're demonstrating your inferior intellect. That's real. It's high fructose corn syrup in it. So even a doofus like you must have heard what they say about it.
What?
Well, then, I mean...
That it's made from corn, and it's nutritionally the same as sugar, and it's just fine in moderation.
Oh,
mom and dad teach you any manners?
And enough. Facts.
Hey, enough. You know what else is fine in moderation? Everything. You know what else can kill you in excess? Everything. That proved nothing.
The commercial is really stupid. I didn't know that the high fructose corn syrup people were like, it's kind of a ballsy move in that they're like, hey, man, people are stopped buying our refined corn because it's bad for them. And like, oh, what, we should have ads saying that it isn't? Like, whoop, boom, there you go.
I didn't know that argument was such a paper tiger that when confronted about the most elementary questions, like, I don't know why the corn syrup.
Plus, I like how the older jock brother from every 1980s movie is like, hey, little broseph, you moron.
Yeah.
I can't believe a doofus like you is eating high fructose corn syrup. I was like, I don't know that was a character trait.
Yeah, exactly.
Of like the goofy bullying older brother to be like.
Heart smart.
Like, yeah, exactly. Hey, knuckle brains, how come you ain't eating more fiber? It's good for you.
You know that peanut butter isn't very good for you either. All that fat will just clog up your heart.
That's right. You better look out for flour, sugar, you know, the enriched flour. Like, what? Huh?
That's why anyway. I stopped eating Twinkies. Okay. That was fun.
Long story short, every America, all of our listeners, food will murder you.
Yeah, so just eat what you want.
Have fun.
Yay. Good
Let's night, take kids. A break. Listen to, speaking of sugar, it's a sugar cube. By Yola Tango off their album, I Can Hear the Heart Beating, as one more Mascot Wedding Show, Después de.
Yeah, fun stuff. We just heard Yola Tango. I can hear it from the I Can Hear the Heart Beating as one album. That was Sugar Cube. And we've got a call. Hang on one second. Boop, boop, boop. KOP, you're on the air.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are on the air, caller.
You know, I saw that same commercial about high fructose corn syrup.
Oh, I see. I haven't seen it yet, but this is the first I'd seen it. This is that's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, you guys couldn't be more right. When I first saw it, I totally thought it was a joke.
Yeah, and if you watch it, even if you watch it like... It's ridiculous.
I totally was waiting for like the Energizer Bunny to come by.
Right? That's actually a better idea than what they had.
Yeah. Hey, I heard your show last week about the whole Leno Conan feud.
Yeah, we did a lot about it, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of nuts when you think that 2 weeks ago Conan seemed firmly entrenched and now he's out, gone. That just seemed crazy to me.
I completely agree. I mean, to have Leno back on The Tonight Show and Conan like completely off TV altogether... It's kind of shocking in a weird way.
Yeah, I was shocked too, you know. But then after I took a look at the big picture, I realized that, you know, we all should have seen this coming, especially Conan.
Well, you know what? In the back of our minds, I think we all kind of realized it. And then, like, to see, like, Howard Stern and then, like, his like, fat blob of a sidekick, Artie Lang, like, they called this months ago. It's just, it's so bizarre.
Oh, they must also have the gift of a second sight.
What do you mean, second sight?
Well, how else could they tell that Conan's and Jay's spirit animals could not coexist?
Spirit animals? No, you lost me. Okay, what do you mean by their spirit animals?
Are you kidding me? Do you not know who this is?
No.
It's your spirit guide.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yes. Sam Flugelman. That's right.
Well, it's Wolf Flugelman.
Yeah, that's right. You led this one corporate retreat I went on once.
Right, I teach a course on harmonizing with your inner self to succeed in business and in life.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, and part of that is revealing your spirit animal, which I have to admit I forgot yours until the second I heard your voice. Where you were a wolf. You know how I knew?
Because you are also a wolf?
That's right, wolf brother.
That's right.
The wolf brothers look out for our own.
You know what? It's coming back to me now, but honestly, I had forgotten that my spirit animal was a wolf.
How is it possible? When you look in the mirror in the morning, don't you see wolf's eyes staring back at you?
No, I see my eyes staring back
when
at me.
When you bite into a raw steak, don't you feel the wolf's fangs biting into the meat?
No offense, but I really don't.
So that just kills me.
Well, look, I'm not trying to offend you. I did enjoy your retreat when I went. It was nice to spend some time outdoors, so that was nice.
You're not offending me. I just wish the best for you. You know, the closer your connection to your inner spirit beast, the clearer your path becomes. You know, it's something I wish for everyone, including Conan O'Brien.
Okay, yeah, going back, so you mentioned that Conan and Jay would never have worked out.
Because their spirit animals were incompatible, correct?
Right. Let me ask you, what were their spirit animals?
Going to be honest with you, I'm disappointed you have to ask.
And why is that?
Because Conan's spirit animal is also a wolf, Irish Red Wolf.
Oh, okay.
And then those spirit animal is the white wolf, the betrayer wolf. He would never happily cede his hunting ground to another wolf. It's just a matter of time before he gathered his strength and went after Conan.
So what you're saying is Conan should have seen this coming.
If he knew his true self better, yes.
Huh.
The only way to defeat a white wolf is to gather your wolf brothers and attack as one pack. And you saw that as all the other late night hosts went after Lino.
So, okay, hold on. So all the other late night hosts are also wolves?
Yes, comedic talk shows are attractive careers for wolves.
So even Letterman is a wolf?
The old gray wolf, wizened and mean.
And Fallon is a wolf?
The young laughing wolf.
And Kimmel?
The drunk wolf.
The drunk wolf. Okay, what about Carson Daly?
I don't know who that is.
He's on after Fallon.
There's a show after Fallon?
Yes.
I'm usually asleep before then.
Okay.
Yeah, I need my wolf sleep.
Is wolf sleep different from regular sleep?
No.
Okay. Well, this is all very interesting.
Well, then you should have me on your show.
Ah.
To come in. I could break down the spirit animal dynamics of popular sitcoms as well.
You know what?
You know, like I do in my book.
You wrote a book.
I certainly did.
Well, congratulations. That's great.
Thank you. It's the best-selling book of all time on the subject of spirit animals and financial and personal advice.
Wow, that's something. What is the name of your book?
It's called Knowing Your Spirit, Guide to Harness Your Inner Nature for Personal Success, Financial Gain, and Enhanced Sexual Conquest.
The enhanced sexual conquest part, that wasn't part of the curriculum when I went to your retreat.
Yeah, I added that in later. I found out a lot of people were coming to my seminar just so they could grease up a tent.
Gross.
So I decided to devote part of my book to that subject. It's really helpful and fascinating. I mean, you're a wolf, David.
If you say so, sure.
I'm sure you've made love style. Have you ever made love wolf style?
You know what? I don't really want to talk about making love wolf style. That's fine. No, we don't have to.
Making love wolf style, it's hard to even call it love. Visually, at least, it's just so savage.
You know what? You are officially scaring me, so please stop talking about that.
Can I list for you the names of the mounting positions in wolf style lovemaking?
No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No. So this book of yours...
Knowing Your Spirit, a guide to harness your inner nature for personal success, financial gain, and enhanced sexual conquest. What about it?
That is quite a name. Do you like saying that every time?
Why not? It really rolls off the tongue.
I mean, it rolls right off and never really comes back. Okay.
Careful. You don't want to get to my inner wolf mode.
Okay. So how many copies of your book have you sold?
Well, I'm proud to say I'm dominating the spirit guide market right now.
Right. So how many copies does that translate into?
So domestic or worldwide?
Let's go worldwide.
89.
Wow. And domestically?
That.
Yeah, less than that, right?
Yeah, in fact, all but two copies were bought in the U.S.
Uh-huh.
We sold one copy in Canada and one copy of the Portuguese edition. But my manager has told me that the Canadian copy might have been a misreport.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I mean, because 89, you know, that's not... all that many.
Yeah, we're hoping once word of mouth spreads and more time passes, the book will, you know, heat up. I mean, it just came out.
Sure, okay, that's fine. Yeah, I mean, how long ago was it published?
Oh, just last year.
Okay, so like in, like, December?
January of last year.
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, I hope it heats up.
Oh, I'm sure it will. So how many copies are you going to buy?
You know what? I think I'm going to pass.
Oh, come on, we're Wolf Brothers.
Yeah, I understand. We're wolf brothers, but money's kind of tight right now.
Rigid wolf.
What is that?
Rigid wolf. That's the name of a position in wolf-style lovemaking.
Okay, I asked you not to read them.
I bet you want to buy the book now to find out the rest.
No, I don't.
Reverse wolf girl. That's another one. But no. That's the last freebie.
Okay, please stop. You're going to get me in a lot of trouble.
Well, hey, I expect there to be a huge spike in sales any day now.
Why? Because of the show?
Why do you say that? Is your show popular?
Probably not.
I'm expecting a huge spike in sales because everyone that comes to one of my seminars, it's a discount on each case of books that gets added to their bill automatically.
Okay, well, how many books are in a case of books?
36.
Well, good luck with that.
Can I give out the website so people could sign up for my course?
I'd rather you didn't. No, that's okay.
MySpace.com.
No, really, no, okay. No, we're not doing this. That's fine. Don't worry about it.
Chinese Wolf Girl, that's another position.
All right, thank you. Goodbye. Nope. He's getting hung up on. That was unfortunate. That was my spirit guide, everybody. And that was gross. Let me do something real quick. Yeah. All right. That was fun. Fun little show. Coming up on the end of it, though. Lisa and Linda coming up for Clear Spot Hard Rock for your windy Saturday. Oh, we're getting out of here early. That's awesome. Boom. But I should mention that we will not be here next week. We will have a guest host in. We have not determined that yet. But as soon as we know, you will know, which means Saturday. So let's get out of here. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including the reason why we won't be here next Saturday, information about various night jobs, side gigs, and archives of past shows, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com. We are also on Facebook. And that's it. That's it. Just Facebook. Yeah, let's get out of here a little early.
What are we going to hear, David?
I don't know. That was a very good question. We are going to hear...
Sorry I missed that last segment. I was tending to business.
Of course. No, it happens. It gets a little hectic around now.
Understood.
We're going to listen to some Mr. Airplane Man off there. Come on, DJ album.
Hey, Clear Spot, could you make any more noise?
Yeah, bump, bump, bump. Do you smell the blood of an Englishman? Is that why you're here?
Get those steel drums out of the mayor's office.
Yeah, Mr. Airplane Man, Clear Spot coming up next. Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Austin.